Yeah, so again, El Mekach Toys, different Reb Meir. This is Reb Meir Shita. The Svar will soon see the Gemara, what's the difference, whether we find out about it when she's still by her father's house, or whether we find out about the mumim when she's by the husband's house. This we'll see in the Gemara. But this is Reb Meir Svara, there's a difference between we find out when she was by her father, or when we first find out when she's by the husband. When do we say this? The mumim sheva seiser, mumim that are b'seiser hidden mumim. Avu mumim sheva goli, mumim that are open, and the yochel litan, then he can't have any tainus. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what he's arguing on. His open mumim, the husband can't tainus like he's zicha knew about it, and since he married her, for sure he agreed to take even though she has these type of mumim. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, though v'miyesh merchas b'yis ir, if there's a bathhouse in this city, then Rabbi Yehuda says, then Chom say, af mum sheva seiser, even a gross wounds, a mum on a body, that's hidden places of the body, is any yochel litoin. Still the husband can't have any kindness to say, like it's a mekach tois. Because for sure he has some lady friends, his sister, his mother, and since there's a public bathhouse there, people go to bathe. So for sure he told his sister, his mother, to go to the bathhouse the same time his future wife is going to go there. And for sure they checked her out. So if there was a bathhouse there, for sure the mishpacha knows already that she has those mumim. And they for sure told the husband. And since he still went and married her, we say he was miskabel. He said, my says these mumim I could take. So therefore he has no right to say to make a choice. That's what you disfar. Now the Gemara says, go back to the beginning, Ramei Yisvar. Taima demaisi avraya. Again, he was makadish with the tenai that she does not have any mumim. At the time of kedushin, we do not know if she had or not. Just later, we find out that she has. So it depends. If we find out when she's still by her father's house, then we say taima demaisi avraya. The father has to bring a proof that she first got this mum yesterday. At the time of the kedushin, she didn't have the mum. Holoi maisi avraya. If the father cannot prove it, then we say what habal mehemen. So the husband has a right to say that, listen, you must probably have this mum before the time you got married, and therefore the kedushin is not chal, I'm not giving you no ksuba. So the chur Ramani, who does this go like? Rabbi Yeshua, he goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, to Yoma that says, Lo mi pi yon chayin, we don't believe her. Now she for sure is saying that the mumim first came yesterday. That's what she's saying. The lady itself, like, they got married a month ago, and now a month later we find out she has a growth on her body. So she for sure is saying it just happened last night. So the husband says, I don't believe you. I'm afraid maybe it happened 2 months ago and you had a day before Kedushin. So a master from the ratio that we don't believe her, but rather we believe the husband. And therefore, if the father can't bring a proof for sure that the mumim first grew last night, then we say the husband is right. He doesn't have to give her ksuba. So who goes according to him, be sure that we don't believe her. Ema sefer, what does the sefer the Mishnah say? Just the opposite. Nichna sol reshus abal. If they made nesuyin, the husband took her home into his house. And now we first discovered that she has some growth, she has some mumim on her body. So the Mishnah says, what habal tzorach lavi raya? That like this would believe the wife. She says the mumim just came yesterday. The husband says, no, must probably came a year ago. By the Shastam, even when I married you, you had them already. So the end of the Mishnah says, the husband has to bring a proof. But taima, why is he believed the husband only demaisi abaraya? If he brings a proof of Edim, that they know that at the time of the Kedushin, she did not have these, she had these mumim. Then he says, I don't have to give you ksub with a get. Holomaisi abaraya, but if the husband cannot prove it, he does not have Edim, that she had these mumim, even Mishas Kedushin, then we say, Av Mehemen, nothing doing, the she's believed, the father's believed, that they say the mum first took place after she got married. Therefore, she's saying the Kedushin is chal, and if you want to give me a get, no, you have to pay me a ksuba. That's what the Sefer is mashma. Sefer says, so the husband has to bring the proof. But if he doesn't bring the proof, then we believe her. So the Churas and the Rabbi Gamliel, it goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, to Yoma that we have before in the Afyud Gimel and the Afyud Beis, it says, Nemenes, that if the Isha says that she was Mezana with this person, and that's the one, or Mishrathan and Anasti, we believe her. It's a question even by money of the ksuba there. We believe the wife. So according to Stira, now Mishnah, the beginning goes like Yeshua, and the end goes like Rabbi Gamliel. It goes like Rabbi Gamliel. So Amr Rav Loz says, true, Tav Respaka, true what you're saying. That Mishashana Zu, Lashana Zu, that the first two Peshatim and now Mishnah are two different Tanoim. The Reisha goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. And whoever learned this didn't learn that. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Rava says, Loitema, don't say that Rabbi Yeshua lo yoso bosa chazaka de gufa klau. That Rabbi Yeshua never goes there for a cheskes aguf. We just said Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe the lady, even though she has a cheskes aguf, like over here, she was born mistama without the mum. So even though later we found the mum, it should be a cheskes aguf to say that she did not have the mum b'shas kedushin. Still we say Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her, but rather we believe him. So don't say the pshat from Rabbi Yeshua is that we don't go bosa chazaka the guf at all, and that was the pshat from the first mission on the Yud Beis also like that. That Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe when she says Mishra Stani Nanasti, we don't go after a cheska saguf. Elo, rather the pshat is like this: Kilo yozu Rabbi Yeshua bosa chazaka the guf. When doesn't Rabbi Yeshua use a chazaka the guf? Hechadika chazaka the mamayna. Only where it's a question of going against the chazok of mammon, where you want to take away money from somebody else. Like over here, in our case over here, it's a question, does the husband have to pay her a ksuba or not? So Rabbi Yeshua says no, the husband does not have to pay her a ksuba, even though she has a cheskes haguf to say that she was born without a mum, so most probably at the time of the kedushin she also did not have the mum. Still, Rabbi Yeshua says these chazok, the chazok of the gufa, is not strong enough to go against the chazok of the mamayna, where you want to take away money from somebody. The same way in the Gemara, in the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis, is also a question: does the husband have to pay her a ksuba or not? Then Rabbi Yeshua says a chazok of the gufa is not strong enough to be mitzi to take away money. Because we say rather, minasofek hamaitzim mechaveri olav araya. Avo, but you should know, hecha de leke chazaka de mamayna, in a case where it's not a question of money, there's no chazaka de mamayna against the cheskes aguf, also Rabbi Yeshua bosa chazaka de gufa. Rabbi Yeshua also agrees there's such a thing as a chazaka de gufa, and if you have a doubt, we also use a chazaka de gufa. And where's the case? There's a case by Negoyim like that. The Tanya will learn like this. In Beheres Koidem Liseir Lof and Tommy. It first came the white scab, the Beheres. That came before the white, the Liseir Lofen, before the white here, it's Tommy. What about though in Liseir Lofen Koidem Beheres? Let's say the white here came first, before the white spot came. Then Tor, that's not a Tumas Negoyim, these are Lochis. Now Sofik, what about if we have a doubt, what came first? Did first come the white spot and then the hair? Or did the white hair come first and then the white spot? So Tommy, the Tanakam says, Minasofik, we say, this Tommy, this Tummy here. For Rabbi Yeshua says, no Keya, it's like dark. And the Mor says, my Keya. What does Rabbi Yeshua mean to say it's like it's dark? Or Marabba, Keya Tor, it means to say like it's like dark and to say like it's Tor. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua says, Minasofik. We have a Sofik here. Is the person Tommy or not? See, Yeshua says, Minasofa, we go bosa chazaka the gufa. That since before this, before the nether came about, the guf, the person was Tor. Therefore, we still use the chazaka the gufa to say, just like he was Tor before, most probably he's still Tor right now. So that's what Rav has come to teach us, that Yeshua also agrees there's such a thing as the chazaka the gufa. Only where the chazaka goes against money, to try and take away money from somebody, there Yeshua says chazaka the gufa is stronger. Now the Gemara says, Rav wants to answer like there's no stira between the Reisha of our Mishnah and the Sefer. Up until now we're saying the Reisha has to go according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Sefer has to go according to Rabbi Gamliel. Now the Gemara says, no, Rav Omar, Reisha te the new svar is in our Mishnah. Reisha goes according to everybody, and the svar is kan nimtzu v'kan hoyu. We find the lady when she's still by her father's house, after the Kedushin, and now we see she has a mum. So the svar to say, kan nimtza, since we found the mum now, when she's still living by the father's house, is kan hoyu, she always had it when she was by her father's house. Therefore, it's a svar to say that this mum was here even before the Kedushin. Therefore, even though Rabbi Gamliel says, usually we believe the Isha, but over here there's a new svar of kan nimtza, kan hoyu, everybody agrees in the Reisha that we should say that really she had the mum before the Kedushin, and therefore the husband is Neman. Bashen Kain Seif is the case where they had Nesuyin, where she moved into the husband's house. And we first found the mum, and now by the husband's house, the svar also is that nami kan nimtza kavakan hoyu. We say, where do we first find out that she has the mum? Here, when she's by the husband's house. So So we say the mum first came about right now. Mashen came before this, when she was still by your father's house, or the Shas Kedushin. Then we'll say no, nothing doing. Most probably then she did not have a mum. And therefore we believe her, and this Svarah could even go according to Rabbi Yeshua also. Rabbi Yeshua also agreed to this new Svarah of Kam Nintza Kan Hoyu. Therefore, Rabbi one says that there's no stir with the ratio to the Sefer. Rashi really said, now like that, Rashi says, according to Rava, both of them, the Rashi said, goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. And that's Hilchos HaKavosai. That what the Chazaka, the Gufa, is Odif, and she could be Moitzi Mammon with the Chazaka, the Gufa. But the reason why in the Rashi, that Rabbi Gamliel would agree to say that she is not believed in the Rashi, because there's a new Svara of Kanim Tzakan Hoyu. Since we find the Mumim now, when she's by your father's house, and she was always by your father's house, so here we don't use the Chazaka the Gufa to say that she had no Mumim before, but rather we'll say no. The same way we find it right now that she has Mumim right now, that's a Svara to say that most probably she had these Mumim before also. So when you have the Svara of Kanin to Kanhoyo, even Rabbi Gamliel agrees to say that she is not Neman, and therefore in the ratio we say the husband would not have to give her the Ksuba. The other Gemara says, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya has a kasha on this, a kasha and Rova. To prove that that's not Pshan the Mishnah from the new Svara of Kan Nimtza Kan Hoyu. Why? Because it says, Nichna Sol Rishus Abal. Let's say she already got married with Nisuyin, that she went to live with her husband. And she's living by her husband now. And now it comes out that she has Mumim, she has some wards on her body. So it says, Nebraisa Habal Tzorach Lohovi Raya, if the husband wants to say that the Kedushin is not Chal, he doesn't have to give her a Ksuba, the husband has to bring a proof. That what? Sha'at Shaloy Tisaris, he has to bring a proof that she had these mumin even before they got married, even before the kedushin. For hoyu mekchoy mekach tois, and then as considered the mekach, what I bought is a tois that you're not the one I wanted to marry. I made it tonight that my wife should not have mumin, and since you have a mum, the kedushin is not chal. So the diik is the husband has to bring a proof that actually tisaris in. It's only good if it brings a proof that she had these mumim even before he made the kedushin. But misha tesaris loy, mashma, if you can only bring edim that they know that she had this mum after the kedushin, when she was still living by her father's house, then loy, that's not enough proof. Then we would say no, that most probably she was a shalom. She was not a baal mum b'shas the kedushin, and the kedushin is chal. Is the question according to Rava, why? V'yamai, why? Lame, according to you, Rav, it should be enough. What happened here? The husband true made Nisuyin, live with her. And later he finds out that she has a woman, and he brings a proof with Adim that saw she had this woman even before, after the Gedusha, when she was by her father's house. So why isn't that enough proof? V'yamai, according to you, Rav, why don't we say, Lame, let's say, Kan Nimtzu V'kan Hoyu, since you're bringing a proof that she had the mumim when she was by her father's house after the kedushin. So according to you, Rav, that should be enough of kanimtz and kanhoyu to say that she had this mumim before also, even before the kedushin. So the husband should be nemo to say it's mekach tois. So Gemara says, Omalei, so Rav will answer back like this. Here it's different. Mishinasar, so you know why if he only brings the proof that she had these mumim after the kedushin, it's not enough. Mishum diikala meima chazoka einodim shoysa bekois elim kein boitka. Because here there's a new svara. Here we're talking about where the husband made nisuyin, live with his wife. And there's a chazoka that a person doesn't live with his wife until he checks her out first. Therefore we say the svara of a high raw, that he for sure saw the mumim, vinifayis, and for sure he gave in and said, yes, I can take this mum. That's what here is not never said to make a choice. That's the pshat over here. Fred Gemari Hochi, that's a good svara. If so, then Achla Tisaris Nami, even if the husband goes and proves it that she had mumim from before the kedushin, also luchura. Why don't we say the kedushin also should be chal? Why? Because b'shas he had beer with her. Let's say the svara raw he saw it from the fayis and he gave in. He was like meichul the mumim, like he wanted the kedushin to be chal anyway. Elo Amrina, what do we have to say? That ain't Adam Mephias B'mumin. No, there's a svara to say that a person doesn't give in, doesn't get used to mumin. He can't take the mum, even though he lived with her. Still, he has a right to say, I can't take the mum. And if he proves it, that she had these mum in Bishas Kedushin, we have a right to say the Kedushin is not chal. See, if so, it's again Shakash according to Rava. Why does he have to bring a proof that she had these mumim even before the Kedushin? It should be enough to bring this proof that she had the mumim after the Kedushin when she was still by her father's house. Samora says, Hochi. See, so, Hochi nami chazok and other mafais per mumim. Here also, let him just bring a proof that she had these mumim after the Kedushin when she was by his father's house, even though lady had be, let's say, live with her. We should still say this is for a person is not mafias per mumim. Ella, what do you have to say like this? That it's a difference. Misha Nasarasa, if we only have a proof that she has these mumim after the Kedushin, Mishum Diika Tarti, there are two reasons to say that the Kedushin should be chal. One is, one is that she has a cheskes haguf, that most probably she was born without these mumim. Therefore, if we have a doubt how she was b'shas the kedushin, we should say her body did not have these mumim b'shas kedushin. True, you have a svar from a kan nimtza kan hoyu, which should a little bit break that chazaka, but we also have a chazaka v'chazaka in odim shoyis sebekois helim kein boikoi. That here the husband, we're talking about where he lived with his wife already. And there's a chazok, a person doesn't live with her unless he first checks her out. That we had before, either with his kravim, he lets his kravim, lets his sister's mother look her over first. For sure he saw, he knew about it. And he agreed to marry her anyway. So that's why the Kedushin is chal. My Yarmit, what do you want to tell me? There's a chazok, in order mefayis per mumin? No, a man can't take mumin, even though he saw the mumin. Still, as a sword to say, he has a right to say, I can't take it, and I don't want the Kedushin to be chal. So the Mor says, Hevi chod de b'mokam tarti. That's like one svara, one chazaka true, but against two. And the klal is, v'chod de b'mokam tarti lo'em rinan. We don't say one against two. So therefore, if he only brings proof that she first had these mumim, we first know, or as far as we know, we only know that she has these mumim after the Kedushin of the father's house, that alone would not be enough to say the Kedushin is not chal. Because true, there's a svar from kan nimsa kan hoyu, but there's also two things against that. First of all, there's a cheskes haguf to say, like, we do not know for sure that at the time of the Kedushin she had these mumim. So first of all, there's a cheskes haguf to say that most probably she did not have these mumim at the time of the Kedushin, because she was born without them. Even though there's a svar of kan nimsa kan hoyu, but so what? First of all, there's a cheskes haguf to say she does not have it. Secondly, even though you want to say there's a reyes or there's something wrong because of the svara kanim tekan hoyu, but or secondly, we have this svara that since the man made bia live with her, so svara ein adam shoysa helim kein boyka, most probably for sure he checked her out first and he realized that she has these mumim and he's overlooking them. Therefore, the kedushin is still chal. But the Mark explains though, but ad shelo tisaris, but let's say he brings proof that she has these mumim even before the Kedushin, then we say, Hemet Haguf Al Cheskosoi Lo Yikol Meimer. You can't say that. You can't say that she had a Cheskos Haguf to say that she was born without Mumin, most probably at the time of the Kedushin also she didn't have Mumin. Because if the husband brings a proof that she had these Mumin Bishas Kedushin, so that's one down. That we know for sure she had these Mumin Bishas Kedushin. So that should be a svarah that said that since he made a tenai, he does not want to marry a lady that has mumin, that the kedushin should not be chal. But what's the other svarah? Mayika, what do you want to tell me? That there's a chazok though that the ain odim shoysa b'kois, helim kein bodkoi. That this person, before he had nisuyin, before he lived with her, for sure he had her checked out, and he realized that she had these mumin. And you want to tell me a svarah of a high roar, he for sure saw, like knew that she has them, vinifayis, and he gave in, he says like he'll marry her anyway. So if so, why is it called a mekechtois? Samura says, no, ha'adarab, I can tell you just the opposite. That there's also a chazak, there's also a svarah, a reasoning, to say that ein adam mefayis b'mumin. No, a person can never take to live with a lady that has these mumin, has these things bad about her body. And especially here, that he made it tonight b'shas the kedushin. So therefore, since it's only one against one, to him in moment achas kosei, we'll leave the money by the cheskes of the Baal, that he has a right to say, I'm not going to pay the ksuba. Because since here there's a svara that the husband, and we're talking about where the husband brings a proof that she had these mumin at the time of the kedushin, so there's a svara, there's also a chazok, a person can't take mumin. So even though we say a svari checked her out and he saw it, but we don't say it was meichlet, either he forgot about it or he didn't realize it, but now when he realizes it completely and he says he can't take it, he has a right to say the Kedushin is a mekach tois, and therefore he does not have to pay a ruksuba. So that therefore, again, there's no kashan rava. Rava is answering the Mishnah is good. The Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, both the Reisha and the Seifa, and there's a new svara of kan nimtza kan hoya. The reason why in the Reisha we say she is not believed, because in the Reisha there's a kan nimtza kan hoya, that breaks a cheska taguf. Vaita. Ravashi or Ravashi says like this. Reisha, the first case of the Mishnah is a case of mona liyaba b'yodecha. It's like, you have $100 of my father by you. The son is coming and saying, you owe like my father $100. So Rashi explains, the Reish is talking about that there was only Eris and there's only Kedushin. So if she gets a get, who does the money go to? It goes to her father. So it's like the father is the one that's asking for the Ksuba. If the father is the one that's asking for the Ksuba, then we can't use her, Cheska Saguf, to help out for the father. Like true, the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. And really the Isha has a cheskas aguf to say that she did not have a mum at the time of the Kedushin, so really she should be believed, and she should have the right to collect the ksuba. But in the ratio where they only had erisin, so the money would go to the father, it's considered like the father was asking for the money for the ksuba. Then Rashi says, her cheskas aguf can't help her father. Mashenka in Seifa, monoli biyotcha, the Seifa which she has in the suyin, so she's asking for the money for herself, and she's asking for the money for herself, and she has a cheskes aguf, that's what the Gamliel Svara, we believe her, which is asking for herself. And this the Gemara says, Eisfei Ravacha, Brei de Rav Avad Ravashi. Ravacha, the son of Rav Avad, he has to kash at Ravashi. That says what? It says in the Tesefta, that Moide Rabbi Meir b'mumin, huruyin lova ima mi beisavia, that Rabbi Meir agrees in the mumin, that's possible to come when she was by her father's house, Shalab lahovi raya, that the father has to bring a proof that she did not have these mumin at the time of the Kedushin. So the question is, v'amai, why, like, does the father have to bring a proof? Monali biyotchahu. In other words, we're talking about over here that they had nisuyin. We're talking about now that she went to her husband's house, they had nisuyin. So really, she's asking, and then now we find out that she has a mum. And there's such a mum that now we realize she had this mum also when she was by her father's house. So if so, we say the halacha is the father has to prove it now that she did not have this mum at the time of the Kedushin. But if they can't prove it, then we do not believe her, but rather we believe the husband. So the question is why? If you say we're going according to Rabbi Gamliel, that says we do believe her because she has a cheskes aguf. So here that she has had nisuyin already, she's married already with nisuyin that the money goes to her, for the Gemara v'yamai, monali biyotchahu. She's asking for the money for herself. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, she should be believed here. What do I care if she has a proof? We have a proof that, not a proof, but these movement could have been at the time when she was by her father's house. But so what? Now she's asking for the money for herself, and she has a cheska saguf. She should be believed. So Gemara says, know what we're talking about over here. And it's not any type of a mum at all. We're talking about special mumim over here. We're talking about the Yeseris. We're talking about like type of a mum. She has, like Rashi says, an etzba yesera, an extra finger. She has six fingers. Such a mum we can't say first came after she got married. That's what Ramei means to say. If later on, after the Nisuyin, we find out that she has six fingers, let's say on the feet, we find out she has six fingers, that mum for sure did not take place after the Kedushin, but rather she had it before the Kedushin. So that's why Moedi Rav Meir, that of course the Kedushin is not Chal. For the Gemara, Yeseiros, my Raya Maisa, what kind of Raya do you bring for Yeseira? Like it says, if the father brings the proof that the mum was not here before the Kedushin, then we believe the father. So if we're talking about a case of Yeseiros, that she has an extra finger, how is it possible for the father to bring a proof that she didn't have it, but at the time of the Kedushin, there's something like for sure she was born with it. So how is the Brisa can't be talking about such a mum, like Yeseiros, an extra finger. Because the Brisa says, but if the father brings a proof that she did not have a B'shas Kedushin, then the fathers believe that she gets a Ksuba. So how is that possible? So Gemara says, what it means to say is, my Raya, my see, of the Gemara Raya, the Ro, the proof the father brings is not that she didn't have the extra thing at the time of the Kedushin, but the father brings the proof that he could say, I know for sure that the husband saw it and knew it, that she had this extra finger on her toe. And the husband still took her. So if the father could prove it, that the husband knew about it and still took her, then we say he was like Michael, overlooked the Tanai, or at least this mum did not bother him. Then taka true, the Kedushin is chal, and in such a case, he would have to give her a ksuba. All right, we'll stop here.